PFT Media.
Welcome to Orlando Opinions with editor of the Daily City, Mark Baratelli.
Hi, it's Mark Baratelli once again. Let's get to the news. The Soto District location of Gringos Locos at 517 East Michigan Street is now open. The exterior has two new signs, a yellow paint job with faux brick accents, and a freshly tarred parking lot. Sam's Club is closing 63 of its stores, including the Fern Park location. Some stores were cannibalizing each other and were built in areas that didn't show the resident growth Sam's Club expected. A 53,000-square-foot piece of city-owned property in Paramore at Division Avenue and South Street will be sold for $1.34 million to Bags, an international valet service company. It will be the site of its new corporate headquarters. 80 employees will be working in the building when complete. STK Steakhouse in Disney Springs was inspected by the health department December 2nd, and 10 violations were found, 9 basic and 1 high priority. No follow-up inspection was required. The high priority violation was this: raw animal food was being stored over ready-to-eat food, oysters over tuna, some tuna for steaks and some for ceviche, and breaded raw chicken over gelato in the freezer. The health department recommended not storing products to be saved undercooked under shellfish. The City of Orlando will reimburse Ace North America LLC $174,000 through the city's Downtown Streetscape Matching Grant for improving the streetscape surrounding Ace Cafe and their roughly 3-acre site at 100 West Livingston Street. This is half of the $348,000 Ace spent in total. And finally, in 2016, we told you Publix spent $1 million, quote, lobbying lawmakers to pass legislation that would preempt local governments from enacting bans on styrofoam containers, according to the Miami Herald. The legislation passed. Now, no city in Florida except Miami can pass anti-styrofoam laws. Now we have another attempt at taking Florida cities' rights to regulate away and giving them to the state. Bill SB 574, called Tree and Timber Trimming, Removal, and Harvesting, was filed with the Senate by Republican Senator from Sarasota Greg Stube October 20th, referred to Community Affairs, Environmental Preservation and Conservation November 2nd, and introduced to the Senate January 9th. The language of the bill is as follows: Tree and timber trimming, removal, and harvesting, preempting to the state the regulation of the trimming, removal, or harvesting of trees and timber on private property, prohibiting local governments from prohibiting the burial of vegetative debris on certain properties. Preempting to the state means removal of home rule, which means the decisions currently made by City of Orlando would be made by the state. The reason the senator gave for creating this is he wanted to cut down trees and bury debris on his 1 acre of property, but according to city code, he had to get permits to remove the trees and had to pay the city for the removal of the debris. So he filed this bill. Readers can contact Senator Greg Stube at 941-342-9162 or 850-487-5023. Thank you for listening once again to Orlando Opinions. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter at The Daily City or go to thedailycity.com. That's where you can also get dates and times of our famous Food Truck Bazaar special events. They bring together the very best food trucks in Orlando and help grow the Central Florida food truck scene. And remember, Orlando is wonderful.
And a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frost, are you recording?
No. Yes, sir. Frosty the Snowman was a
very stand by a man.
Put that at the end of... Are you recording?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I put it at the end. I like goofing off that thing.
Okay.
A PFT Media production.